Hi, Paul. How are you? Doing good?
Good.
Awesome. Well, happy Friday. We made it, right? You got any big plans for the weekend?
No, just working on a bid. Nothing major.
Okay. Well, bids are good, right? Staying in business.
Yeah, kind of.
So,
Just barely.
oh, well, congratulations. I know Tara tells me you just started the company August 6th, but have you been in the
Yes.
industry longer and then just branched out on your own now?
31 years, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Very
Thanks.
good. So, yeah, of course. What made you decide to start your own company? Do you mind if I ask?
Well, I've done it before, and I just wanted to go. I just decided this was the time to start up a new company here.
Good for you.
Just trying to, increase my earning potential, I guess you could say.
Good for you. Good for you. So, Last Days Electric LLC. I was doing just a quick search, I wanted to see like what kind of online presence you currently had out there. I did come across some 5-star reviews. It looks like it's on, well, I still call it HomeAdvisor, but it's now powered by Angi, right?
Correct, correct, yeah.
And then I also found the Angie's List, right?
Yep.
You have a
Yep.
profile there and you got 5-star reviews. I was actually looking to see if there was a website. Have you created one yet for the business or
Nope.
even Facebook?
No website yet. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a Facebook account and I just haven't linked it yet. So
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
I was planning
Now,
on doing some of that, like just linking my Angie's, like they have the capability to link most
yes. To
networking
put like your
platforms
Facebook.
like that.
Good. Yeah, so this way at least people can see that you do have a Facebook page, if they want to gather more information too. Okay.
I don't, it's more of a personal one right now. I mean, I
Oh,
haven't
is
set
it?
up a business Facebook anything. Yeah. Like I haven't set up
Oh.
anything yet for my business on social media. Not yet, but
Okay.
I think that's probably a good next move. And I know the power of Google. That there's not much that can
Yeah.
match it. It's just, I just paid my bills, so I'm strapped
I
right
know.
now.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, 'cause I want to try to give you a reasonable rate on a package that I think would be the most suitable for you, right? And then we can see, if that works for you or not, right? I will tell you this, that the way that we set up our program, it's set at a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month. There's absolutely no contracts. So we don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. Now, I'm going to offer you the new in business rate. So you will have absolutely no setup fee. And your monthly rate would be $249 a month. Month to month. There's no taxes. There's no click fees or anything like that. Now, that would get you listed on the first page of Google. So we would get you verified, create your profile, manage it there on the first page. Content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Yelp. And then we build you a business Facebook page. We'll do Facebook advertising. Yeah, we'll actually build you the business Facebook page. And what we'll do is Facebook ads. So when someone does a search, let's say they're searching on Google for an electrician, but they didn't call you. And now they're on Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories. They're going to be retargeted with your ad. And that's what's going to help you also reach more new customers. But we can run that ad to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. So as soon as they click on your ad, they would be calling you directly. I will say a lot of our clients have also seen great results. And then I would have them build you a website as well. So we'll include a website that we'll build, host, and maintain it. We'll actually attach it where your business is listed. So that way they can see also the quality work that you do and they can get to learn more about your company. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. So if someone's using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet to search for your services, they would still find you on that first page of Google immediately. So it would be basically this platinum package covering all of your bases. And it's $249 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
Would it stay at that?
Absolutely. That price would never change, Paul. Whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years, it's still going to be $249 a month. If you landed a job that you were going to get paid $15,000, it's still $249 mm-hmm. a month. If you got 100 phone calls or you got 50 phone calls, it's still $249 a month. So even though it's a new in business rate that I'm offering you, you're actually grandfathered into it. So it doesn't change.
Okay. So it's okay. Kind of like a lock, it's like a fixed rate loan that it never goes up.
Yep, there you go. Talking about that, I was just looking at what was being offered. Oh, here's a fixed rate loan and it won't change. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Sounds tempting, but no, I don't need a loan. I'm good on my bills. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because I had to make cutbacks.
This is an analogy.
You know?
The analogy yeah. only goes so far, but yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, it's like that. So it's a fixed flat rate. It'll never change. Now, with the beauty of our program, okay, I consider it the beauty, excuse me, is being able to track your results. So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system where you can see how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search from. You also can see how many phone calls you received from new customers. We want you to be able to track that and not just take our word for it that it's working. Now, right. Within our company, you have a team that would be dedicated to your account. We actually do everything in-house. We do not outsource it. So whenever, Paul, like you have an update or you got a change, let's say you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you would reach out to our customer service department. We assist you with all of it so that way you can focus on your jobs, right? So it's the work that we do so that you focus on doing your bidding and answering mm-hmm. your calls, right?
Sure. That sounds great. Is this a today only offer or can I get it in maybe a couple of days if I could raise to the $250 for a month?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could hold a position like this, and I want to be super transparent with you. Because
I know it's going to go quick. Yeah,
yeah. And I'll say because, Paul, we're a Google Channel partner, right? When you're a Google Channel partner, Google gives us guidelines that we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. So if you were to say, and just to give you an example, let's say you said, Nadine, let's do it, okay? I send a message to Tara and my other representatives, stop calling. We've already filled the position so that they can start focusing on other categories that we need to work on getting filled. The reason that those guidelines are implemented is because we want to ensure, as well as Google, that the company that we're working with is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. So that's why it's exclusive. I wouldn't be able to hold the position. I wish I could, but they don't give me that ability. That they're just going to continue to keep calling out. Even now, I'll be very transparent. Even as we're speaking on the phone, they're still calling out on this. I don't see that they've qualified anybody because I don't see anyone else in the queue yet. But again, I don't know who they're going to qualify next. So the rate is something I would honor. It's the availability of the position.
Can you give me by the end of the day?
Let me see if my manager, if I can get him maybe to even put like kind of like a soft hold on it to at least buy you a few hours or so to, you know, give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Let me see something. Let me just chat him real quick. I mean, even if we could even buy you a few hours, you know, I mean, something, right?
And tell me again, who's this through again? I missed the name at the beginning.
Oh, no, that's okay. Our company is called Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash, like a splash of water. So we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. That's where you're going to find SEO companies that are Google Channel partners. Based in California, and that's only because that's where Google's headquarters is.
Right.
But we've actually been in business now. Do you get text messages on this phone number by chance?
I do.
Okay. So yep. We've been in business now. It'll actually be, we're coming up on 20 years this December that we've been in business. Okay. So we've been doing it quite a long time. I'm actually sending you, I'm going to send you these two links. This first one is our pricing page because I want you to see who we are, right? What we do, how we help you generate more leads, which are actual, they're not leads, they're phone calls. They just call them leads. These aren't like the Angie's leads, right? You're going to have people calling you directly because it's your phone number listed there and it's a click to call. Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have four competitors attached with every lead.
No. Are you experiencing that with the home advisor, Andrews?
It can be up to four. Yeah. But so far I've done pretty well. But yeah, because that's just because of my experience.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Are they,
everything I've tried to get so far and I'm working on a bid for one. So.
No way. So your closing ratio is pretty high then, huh?
So far, but it's just been, I've only been with them about like a week or so.
That's okay. But you know what that tells me, Paul? As long as you can get them on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty good at selling your services. So
that's
really good. There's
nothing that can match. My resume is incredible for what I've done. I mean, if you really knew, I can back what I do. Okay.
Let me tell you
I can really back it up with my experience. So
my husband and I know this is silly when I say this, but he was changing a light switch in our kitchen. Tell me why I'm on my computer. I'm working on this email, right? And we live in an older home. And all of a sudden, all the electricity goes out in the back bedroom that I'm at, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? So there he is trying to fix, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, God bless him. My husband knows what he's doing, but still at the same time, like I'm just leery. He had me helping him put up a ceiling fan. I'm like, you know what? I am not Bob the Builder. I'm sorry. I'm not good at this stuff. And I'm short. You're asking me to help you hold something. And I'm freaking out because he's yanking on something. He goes, Nadine, I know what I'm doing. And you know what my mind goes to? Just call an expert. He's like, I'm going to save us money. Well, maybe not, because if you don't do something right, you're either going to catch this house on fire or electricity is going to go out. Now it's costing us more money. You know, that's always my motto. I'd rather just call someone who specializes and just have them do it. You know what I mean?
That's funny. You're almost quoting a bumper sticker that when I went through the IEC years ago, they had bumper stickers for the students, and I've never forgotten this one, okay? And it says electrical wiring is not a hobby. Call a licensed electrician.
You know what? I swear that is the truth. That is the truth. It's not. It's not. I mean, I have a friend who works for he actually works for the government he's more up north, in California, but I mean, he's the one that's out there, you know, at night, you know what I mean, doing the work, and he gets paid good money, and he's like, he tells my husband, he's all, if you want recessed lighting, I'll help you. Brother, don't do it yourself, I'll help you, you know? But it's still, I mean, it's not a hobby. Like, you could really do some damage, and it can end up costing you a lot of money. Sometimes you think you're saving money, but if in the long run, you're actually spending more, it's costing you more. The pricing
piece
that
happened with your hubby? Did he tripped the breaker out, and I assume.
Yeah, he finally got it.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
It worked out.
He finally did after I was screaming and yelling at him, but you know. did that make you feel better yelling at me? And I'm like, I was in the middle. He goes, Nadine, it's saved in your drafts. Relax. And I'm like, that's not the point. The point is I'm in the middle of something. And, you know, why would the kitchen light switch turn off all the electricity in the back part of the house? I don't understand.
I've known that wrath on a try killing. Like, if you're working in a school before, one of the biggest hits I ever took was working 277 hot when we're changing out some fluorescents in, like, a classroom setting. Like, back in the day. My boss used to do service work for a lot of the schools around Fort Collins area. And, they had 277 volt lighting up there. So we had to work it hot because you couldn't just shut it off because there's, like you said, people there working
Yeah.
And,
Oh my gosh.
I got hit in series across a Newton open neutral that sent my strippers flying, almost sent me off the ladder. Yeah, it was the worst shock of my career. I'm also an electrical instructor. I've been for 6 years. And when I teach my students, I always tell them, cause we teach series and parallel circuits.
Yeah.
And, it's a great illustration. When I sat down later and figured out how the heck did I get shocked on a neutral? Wait a minute. I had this stupid idea that it was only the black wire that was dangerous. Like as a 2-year, I was an idiot.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, and I didn't have enough respect for the neutral. And so my hand became part of that circuit because the neutral wires, there's about 5 of them. They had not twisted them together like we're supposed to do, really. And so they all just came loose. So I pulled the wire nut to tie this other little, all I was doing was trying to hook up a light, like connect a light to it. And in order to do that, I had to pull the wire nut. When I pulled the wire nut, they all came loose and everybody was in the dark. It was one of the worst experiences in my life. Everybody was in the dark. And the only reason I didn't get fired was because I had taken this incredible hit and I had to just sit down and compose myself. So I was
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was like your experience multiplied by about 30 pissed off people.
Yeah.
Who may or
may
not have saved their work. So. Anyway.
I was going to say, you're like, well, so they sympathized for you, you know, after seeing you for seeing. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for sharing that with me. I mean, I don't mean to laugh about it, but yeah.
No, it's funny now. This was a long time ago.
Wow.
I came in the trade about 93, so it must have been around 95 that happened.
No way.
To this day, I use it as a teaching point, not only for safety, but for how a series circuit works on an open neutral, because we cover that in first year. So I teach first year apprentices, and I've also been a state electrical inspector for over a decade in 3 different jurisdictions in the state of Colorado.
Right. Wow.
So that's a little bit of my experience. So if I can, you know, that sets me apart from a lot of my competitors. If I can just get in front of people, I can usually close the job. Like I can land that job. Like 8 times out of 10.
Good for you. So
yeah,
he did message me back.
Okay.
He did message me back and he told me that, he's put it on a soft hold for me up until 2:00, which is actually 3:00 your time. Cause you're an hour ahead of me. Cause you're on mountain time. Okay. So at least it buys you that much time. You know, I don't know if that's helpful for you, but
okay.
I also sent you an example of the kind of website layouts that we do. And then the pricing page, don't be alarmed when you see those rates because, remember, they don't apply to you. The package you want to look at is the Platinum one. Typically, that package would have ran you $599 a month plus a $299 one-time setup fee. But with you being the new business, I waive the setup fee, and I'm able to bring the cost to the $249 a month. And that, again, is a price that won't change on you. Okay? So,
$199 setup fee waived. And what was the normal rate?
$299. It's typically $299 is a setup fee that's waived. And so, typically, the package is $599, right? It's $599 a month. So like your initial investment, if you started with the original rate, right, the initial investment would be $599 plus the $299 setup fee. So you're looking at, gosh, doing the math in my head, we're looking at almost $900. It would be like $898 to get it started, and then you pay $599 every month after that. So with you being a new business, like we understand that new businesses, you're doing a lot of investing, right, to get the company started. But we want you guys to have the same opportunity as other companies that are out there that have been in business for years and are on the first page too. So what we did is I'm able to waive the setup fee. So it saves you $299 there, right? And then I'm able to bring down the cost to as low as $249 a month. So you're saving quite a bit. And when you think about it, I mean, in total, like initial investment, you're saving $649, but then every month you're also saving what, $250 I believe it is.
Yeah.
Because if it was $599 minus the $249, you're saving $350 every month. And, you know, it's the price you're grandfathered in. So, you know, which it benefits you, but it's still a good package for you to start with. Yeah. I always say this, once you start generating more money, you got more revenue coming in, maybe even a year from now, you could always upgrade if you wanted to also implement Google Ads or maybe more to your Facebook ads. But again, or you just stick with the price point that you have now. If you ever want more like money allocated to your Facebook ads, then you would just pay the difference. You don't incur any click fees with us because you're paying a flat rate. So, but this is definitely, I feel, the most beneficial package for you to get started with.
All right. Well, I've got this number. I need to get off the phone and make sure I can come up with $250
okay.
by two. All right,
okay.
We'll try.
I did send you a text message. So this way you have my contact info. I also get text messages. So if you reply to that, I'll receive the text. Okay.
All right.
All
yeah.
right. Well,
I can talk to one of my customers and, you know, I'd see if I can invoice again, maybe a little ahead. We'll see. But,
okay,
yeah,
well,
I
mean,
definitely don't want to miss this. This is a lifetime
right.
opportunity.
Yeah.
First page of Google, Bing, Facebook page, website built, hosted, and maintained. Is that correct?
Yep. Everything. Yep. Facebook advertising. Remember, we'll build your business Facebook page. You'll have the ownership and access to it. We're just managers. And then we'll get you verified through Google, get you listed on that first page. So we do all the management and creation, okay?
Yeah. Basically,
all
my phone would be ringing.
Yeah. Well, when you think of it like this, right? Electrical, to me, plumbing, those are the arteries of the home, even of the business.
Oh, for sure.
It's the artery. You can't go without it.
It really is.
You have no electricity, you usually can't operate. Like you can't feed your kids.
Not in this day and age.
You can't operate the business because you need your computer. Like it's like, yeah, you go without electricity, you think someone is without electricity, what's the first thing that they're gonna do? They're gonna get on Google to find an electrician and they need one now.
It's
you know, so
yeah. It's a good trade. I'm thankful.
I was just
gonna
say you still always have work. All right. Well, Paul, I look forward to, you know, possibly hearing back from you again. Did you have any other questions?
Okay. No, I don't think so. Ball's in my court, and I'll just see what I can get done by two.
Okay.
I hope it works out. Maybe
All
pray
right.
about it.
I'm a prayer warrior.
Really
I'm actually a believer. I am a believer.
Okay, me too.
I pray that God things happen for a reason. And you know what? If all we talked about was God and his amazing grace and mercy that he shows upon us, then I did my job. You know?
Amen. That's awesome. I love to hear that God sends believers to talk to me during the day. So
let me
I will
tell
see
you
what
something.
I can get done for you.
Oh yeah. I you know what? You're in my prayers and I pray that you have a very successful business. I firmly believe as long as you give him your first fruits and you put him first and foremost, everything will fall into place. It's remember, our watch doesn't run on God's timing. I learned that. My pastor kind of implemented that in our sermon on Sunday, and I'm like, yeah, I know. I tend to think, no, God, your timing has to be mine. It's not matching, you know, but he makes a way. All right.
That's
well,
right.
God bless you,
I'm
I think.
I'm writing that one down.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Our watch doesn't run on God's
time. Doesn't run on God's time. It's definitely, My pastor pointed that out on Sunday sermon, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know. And I'm so guilty of that, so guilty. And I do not pray for patience whatsoever. I learned the hard way.
Oh.
Well, listen,
I
you
really
have a good rest
the
of the day. You are so welcome.
You're
my
awesome.
Pleasure. All right. God bless you.
Thank you. 1 second. This number, Nadine, you said you texted me. Is that a different phone number for you?
So our number is the 877-635-6225 number. You would just put in extension 623 when you hear the prompt. The number that's showing on your caller ID, Paul, if you call that number, you're just going to get our customer service department because it's a program that we use called Voice Over Internet. It'll pull a local number. Mm. But if you call that number, okay. You reach our customer service, just tell them, hey, I need to speak with Nadine. I'm the only Nadine here. There's nobody else by that name.
What's that number again? The number I should call back is?
I would say the 877-635-6225 number. It's the one that I texted you. And then when you hear the prompt, it'll say if you know the party's extension, enter it now. You would just put 623.
623. Got it.
Okay.
Nadine.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Nadine is the last name, but Nadine is fine. You're good.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank you. You are very welcome.
Thanks.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Take care.